我们现在一同打开圣经。
Shall we all open our Bible?
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
我们一同打开罗马书第八章，念第28节，一直到30节。
We are going to read from verse 28 to 30.
二十八节念到三十节。
Verses 28 to 30.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。
We shall read together aloud.
一二三，我们晓得。万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。我们上个礼拜在这里思想到圣灵帮助我们祷告。
And last session we have thought about how the Holy Spirit guide us in our prayer.
接着接下去二十八节一个很重要的经文就来了。
And that's why it comes verse number 28.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
万事互相效力这一句话呢，已经是震天动地以及最伟大的整个宇宙统一性。的看法的一句话语。
All things work together is a view of the unity of the universe.
从来在保罗以前没有任何一个哲学家讲过这一句话。
Before Paul, none of the philosophers has said this statement.
你看见事情越来越多的时候。
When you see that things are multiplying.
你烦恼的不得了。
And you are so troubled.
你紧张的不得了。
You are so excited.
你气的不得了。
You are so angry.
这么多的事情。
So much things.
但保罗一句话带过去。
But Paul only one statement.
万事。互相效力。
All things work together.
这个万事不是单单一万件的。
This all things not only 10,000 events.
圣经中文的万字常常表示一切的一切。
Because many in the Bible says all things.
他愿意万人得救。
He want all to be saved.
那么这个不是指一万个。
It doesn't mean 10,000.
乃是指在某一个范围里面，神所预定的所有的人都要得救。
In a certain realm, all those that God predestined, they will be saved.
有关于这一句，我以后再解释。
I will explain later on.
因为一人众。众人都死了
，because one all has died.
一人犯罪，死就临到众人。
Because one have sinned, the sin has come to the world.
因为基督一人复活，所有的人都要复活。
Because Christ a person has resurrected, all shall resurrect.
当这万人的字用出来的时候
，so when this word all is used,
乃是指所有的意思。
It means all,
或者是某一种范围里面的所有。
That are all in a certain area.
那么在这一章这一节里面讲的万人
，so in this chapter, this verse, when you say all things,
就是一切。一切的事情
，which is everything，
或者一切的事物
，every event。
那么保罗讲这一句话的时候
，when Paul said this statement，
他就指那些呢，无论对你有益或者对你不利，对你好、对你不好的人，所有的事、所有的物，在你生命周遭，在你整个生活的经历里面，一切的事。都是互相效力。
All things surrounding, all things that you experience, whether it's an event or person, all things, it works together.
这个怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
有时候我们看见有一些人呢，把机器把它拆下来以后，
Many times when you see people has dismantled machines,
然后你就看见了一大堆齿轮，一大堆链子，一大堆螺丝，到底这是什么？
You see many mechanical parts, screws and wheels.
但是我们看三种。
But we see three people.
一只狗在那边看的时候
，a dog will watch.
它就嗅嗅，不可以吃，它就跑掉。
And that smell it cannot be eaten, not edible, and you go.
一个度过机器的人
，a one who has studied mechanics,
他就知道这个是有关系的。
He knows that there's relationship with the parts.
一个真正师傅
，a true master.
他看完了，他敢把它并成一个机器。
So when you see all this, you put it together as a machine.
你明白我的意思吗
？So you understand what I
mean? 如果一个没有学过机器的
，a dog has not studied machine before,
也不懂机器原理的
，he doesn't know about the principle of machine.
看来看去只想这些贴，这乱七八糟。拿去卖可以卖多少钱
？He said, "All these are best. How much can I sell them?"
所以他想的是物质的价值。
He thought about the value of the metals.
不是实际的关联。
Not the true relationship.
你明白我的意思吗
？So you understand?
那个 design, the relationship of the designs.
那个设计的关系。
所以这些呢，这个不同的齿轮、不同的螺丝、不同的链子、不同的这个钢铁，每个部分有没有关联
？So in all these different parts, is there a relationship?
你不会说这不整齐的事情，有大轮子，有小轮子，做什么的？要么全部一种整齐，一样大才好看。
He said, "How come the wheel is big and small?"
不能的。
Together,
一个好的表
，a good watch，
里面的机件是越多越复杂。就越厉害的。
You know, there are many parts, and more the parts is, the more the better it is.
今天人类所做过的钟表
，and today this watches and also this clock the man has manufactured.
最多的机件会超过1500件。
And the most complicated one, the parts is more than 1500 parts.
1500件机件放这个小的手表里面。
1500 parts putting just in a small watch.
那你说是不是有几个人用的，其他的放在哪边做好看的呢
？And only a few of these wheels being used, others are useless. No.
现在瑞士有几个最大的手表大匠
？In Swiss, there is a master of a watchmaker.
一个很老的人叫做 Gina Genta。
Old man called Gina Genta.
一个比较老的，大概今年67岁的，叫做 Daniel Ross.
One who is older, about 67 today, is General Ross.
还有一个人今年才43岁，叫做 Frank Mueller.
One who is 43, Frank Mueller.
还有另外一个呢，在这个英国的，叫做 George Daniels.
One is in UK, George Daniels.
那么 Gina Genta 在10年前
，Gina Genta in 10 years ago，
他照着200年以前有一个法国人。叫做 Abraham Brigade 的理论。
According to the theory of a French 200 years ago by this name，
他亲手做了1300多个机件，把每一个机件拼起来，变成一个手表。
So he himself has made 1,300 parts and put it together as a watch。
这个手表后来在新加坡卖$1,000,000。
So later on, it was sold in Singapore for $1,000,000.
这个手表里面的机件是什么呢
？What is the part in it？
每一件跟另外一件都有关系。
And every part as others has relationship.
没有一件是在里面装漂亮的。
Not even a single part is for show.
因为到某一个时候它会动。
So after a certain time, it moves.
所以那个手表的功用一共有29个功用。
So that watch has 29 functions.
那你今天你手上戴的手表呢
？So the watch you have today.
秒针。
The second hand,
走了一圈以后
after one round,
分针才动一点点
and then the minute hand will move one.
分针走了一圈以后
when the minute hand move one round,
时针才动一点点
and the time,
对不对、
啊、move.
那么等到这时针转了24小时后
so when the hour hand moves 24 times,
日期才掉一个数目换一个数目
then you have the date to change.
等到是日期走了31天以后呢
when it comes to 31 days,
那月就掉了一个数目
and then the month moves.
有了7天有星期就掉一个数目。
Then after 7 days, also the week will move.
通常我们用的手表
，so the ordinary when they use a watch,
如果有5个功用
，if there are 5 functions,
算是很好了
，is a good watch.
如果有9个功用
，if there are 9 functions,
算是很完美了
，is very perfect.
如果有9个功用
，if there's 9 functions,
那么你一年只要调一次
，then 1 year you only have to adjust once.
如果你有超过9个功用的
，if there are more than 9 functions,
有的100年只要调一次。
For some, only for 100 years you got to adjust once.
那个叫 perpetual calendar.
That's called perpetual calendar.
那 perpetual calendar 是很复杂的东西。
And it's a very complicated one.
最复杂的叫做 grand sonnery.
And the most complicated grand sonnery.
那这些不但29个功用。
Not only the 29 functions.
而且晚上三更半夜。
And even at midnight,
你不知道几点
you know what time it is.
你醒过来
when you wake up,
你压一压的时候
you just press it,
它会叮咚叮咚
you have the 叮咚叮咚
你就知道两点了
then you know,
对不对它先叮叮你知道两点了
so if 叮叮 is 2 a.m.
叮咚2:15了
叮咚 is 2 a.m. 15 minutes
再加上叮叮叮叮你再加4你就在2:19了它就停了
so 叮叮叮叮 is 2 o'clock and 19 minutes
这个叫做什么呢这个叫 minute repeater
叫 minute repeater
minute 就是分钟
minute is a minute
repeater 可以继续报时
repeat minute continue to report
后来过了半个钟头以后
after half an hour
你还是没有睡
you are still awake
灯又不能亮
You cannot on the light.
你要知道几点，你再按一按。
So you press one more time.
每时每刻告诉你几点钟。
So every minute of it, you will report the time to you.
叮叮，两点钟。
叮叮is 2 a.m.
叮咚，叮咚，叮咚，2:45。
And 叮咚，叮咚，叮咚 ，3 times is 45 minutes.
再叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮，哦，2:53。
And then you give you the minutes.
你知道那个时间了。
Then you know the time now.
但到4年以后呢
？After 4 years,
那个不动。 动的牙突然间动一下就不动了。
And that wind that doesn't suddenly move and it stops.
那个地方叫做闰年。
Because that's a leap year.
四年才闰一次。
Because 4 years you have a one leap year.
你知道今年闰年了。
So you know this is a leap year.
闰年不同的地方呢
Now what's the difference of leap year?
二月不是28天是29天。
Because for February it's not 28 days, 29 days.
那你现在明白我的意思了。
So you understand what I say.
这个最复杂的表。
So this is more complicated.
每秒钟动的。一部分
so there's a part that move every minute
有四年才动一次的部分
there's a part that move only once in 4 years
那么你说你动给我看呢
why don't you move so I can see
他说我才不给你看
he said I'm not for you to watch
因为去年才动要再等3年
because I moved last year you got to wait for 3 more
你说你这个懒惰鬼
so you're lazy
听说你是很贵的表为什么不动呢
you are very expensive what was it you don't move
他的时间还没有到
the time hasn't come yet
所以这个29个公用的表啊
so this watch with 29 functions
它是照做上帝所造的宇宙他忠心做一个形象给你看
It is very faithfully reflecting the image that the universe God has created
人是按照上帝的形象造
Man is created according to the image of God
表是按照上帝所造的大自然的形象造
But then watch according to the image God has created in the universe
所以月亮28天绕回一来
So when the moon moves 28 days around
太阳地球绕太阳365天再绕一圈
And also this earth will move around the sun 365
每秒钟每一个分钟有60秒
so every minute has 60 seconds,
每个钟头有60分
and every hour has 60
每天有24小时
and every day has 24 hours,
还有加上一些一些
and add some more,
所以四年以后就增加一天
so after 4 years,
上帝这样造
God has created such,
神造完了以后
after God has created,
人就照着大自然的形象样式造一个手表
so man created this watch according to the image
这个手表也在告诉你月亮怎么转太阳怎么转这个分钟怎么转它照着上帝所造的在那边从头做一次给你看
so this will repeat what has God created in the world
那么你把1000多个零件
so more than 1000 parts
全部都拆下来的时候
when you dismantle
最大的是叫做一个发条
the biggest is called the winding
发条被放在一个齿轮的盒子里面
so when this winding wire is put in the box
所以你把转紧的时候
when it's being wound
它就有张力了
There's a tension.
它的力量一发出来的时候
the tension is emitted,
就动了第一个
then it moves the first one,
一个动了第二个
and moves the second,
动了第三个
moves the third one.
到最后呢秒钟就
So when it comes to the last one the second hand will move and move
100年以前的表
Then the watch 100 years ago
每一个钟头大概不到10000次
Every hour it moves less than 10,000 times
现在最精细的最快的表是一个钟头36000次
But then the watch for today is more complicated move more than 36,000 times in an hour
Rolex 一定是28000次
Rolex will move 28,000 times
那一个钟头做28000次的工作
So in 1 minute it moves 28,000 times
如果叫你的头一个钟头摇28000你早就死了
So if I ask you to shake your head in 1 minute 28,000 times you're done
人类所用的东西
So the thing that man is using
最勤劳的是手表
The most diligent one is
the watch. 你睡觉它也做工。
When you sleep, it works.
你游泳它也做工。
When you swim, it works.
只要你不要给它动水跑进去，它就不做工了。
Unless the water comes into it.
所以呢，它是继续不断做。
It continues to work and work.
那么做的时候呢
？When it works,
有的快的不得了
，some very fast，
有的慢的不得了
，some very slow，
有的四年才动一下
，some move only once in
4 years。所以那些快的就要放红宝石。
That we went very fast when we put zero.
它转的时候呢
，so when it moves
就不会把钢磨掉了。
It will not erode the steel.
In the ruby 红宝石的耐磨度很大
，because ruby is very strong.
这样我告诉你，万事互相效力。没有比明白手表更容易明白这一件事。
So when they say all things work together, you must look at it through the working of the watch.
1000多件放在这个桌子上的时候
，more than 1000 parts coming to this table。
一个人看了乱七八糟，什么东西
？If you look at it, it's a mess。
没有什么用的。
No use。
称起来不到1公斤。
So it's weight or less than a kg。
这个卖也不值钱。
It's not worthy of selling。
如果一只猴子来
，if a monkey would see，
它看不但没有用，也没有价值，没有
useless and no value at all。
连吃都不可以吃。
Don't even eatable。
摸了还会刺人的。
And also when prick
your hands。不是刺人，刺猴的。
And can prick a hand。
所以猴子就没有兴趣了。
So the monkey has no interest。
对一个大手表工匠来说
，but to a watchmaker，
告诉你不要动
，don't move。
每一个的尺寸。都是算过了
，because every inch of it is being calculated.
每一个跟每一个的关系都是设计过了
The relationship of every part is designed.
而为了使它磨得很好
，in order to move well,
它要用很精细 的一种碳棒来磨细它。
You must use a carbon baton to polish it.
所以同样一个机器
，so the same machine，
为什么放在这个表厂里卖这么贵呢
？Why is that when you put in this factory?
为什么放在那个表厂那么便宜呢
？Oh, at that factory was sold cheaply.
两天以前
，two days ago，
我去见中国历史最伟大的钟表家。
I went to see the master watchmaker, a clockmaker in China.
乔大宇。
乔大宇。
我跟他谈了一个多钟头。
I talked to him for an hour.
下个月北京中央广播电台要派一个摄影队到他的小工作室给他拍照给他录影一个礼拜的时间。
And next year, this China Central TV will come and shoot a show from him.
中国人是不大尊重中国人的。
Because Chinese never esteem Chinese.
等到有一个中国人奋斗到全世界都公认是大师的时候，中国人怕掉队了，怕落伍了，快快要去访问他。
It is only when people have discovered he's a great master, the Chinese are afraid they will be left behind.
我传福音给他。
When I preach to him,
我说神给你特别的恩典，所以你还不认识他。
God give you a special gift and you don't know him.
我也感到是如此。
I also feel that.
所以我知道这不是我能做的。
This is not that I can do it.
这也不是别人教我的。
Not that other teach me.
所以每一个最精细我做的手表里面，我一定刻一个字，然后用圈圈起来，就是天。天意在里。
Every this word when I make, I'll cover what called heaven.
我说你知道吗？手表是表示你把上帝的创造浓缩到一个小的机器里面。
Do you know that when you make a watch, you condense the universe God has created into that small machine?
所以呢，过去美国人、英国人一发明表就做多多，就卖就赚大钱。
So it passed when the U.S. people, when the U.K. people, when they invented watch, they make a lot of replicas.
他做了最精细的表，没有一个要卖的。
He has made the finest watch, but he doesn't want to sell.
而且他的发明已经超过瑞士了。
And he has invented more than the Swiss.
我本来不认识他。
Actually, I do not know him.
我找到他电话。
When I got his number,
故意去找他。
I went and visited
him. 跟他谈谈。
And talked to him.
感谢上帝。
And praise God.
他做了十多个，我说你应当做一些卖，不然你永远做你都没有收入，你会永远穷的。
He has made more than 10. I said you must sell some if not you forever be poor.
他说我不卖。
He said I'm not going to sell.
给中国历史做见证。
This is going to testify for the Chinese history.
中国人做的东西不可以卖。
What the Chinese has made cannot be sold.
那如果卖就卖，那就普通的。
It was the sell those ordinary ones.
前天我跟他谈话的时候
，and day before he said,
唐先生很久没有见到你了
，Tom, I haven't seen you for a long time.
很欢喜你来了
，I'm glad you come.
我告诉你，我做了一批可以卖的东西。
I tell you, I make some watch I can sell.
不是那精细的表，是比较普通的。
Not the best, but ordinary one.
而是瑞士普通的机器
，and also using the Swiss machine.
加工修改。
And I amend it.
这个叫 modify.
Modify.
那把它弄成一个别人没有办法做到那样的情形。
So I make it a good watch.
我一看我知道这个机器不是很贵的。
So I see this is not a very expensive machine.
你知道它卖多少钱？
Then how much is sold?
一个手表10,000港币。
About 100,000 Hong Kong dollars.
在名古屋展览的第一天就18个卖掉了。
And even when it was being had an exhibition in this Japan, 18 was sold at the same time.
你到底带几个去？
How many have you brought that?
他说没有，我一个都没有带去。
I didn't bring anyone.
我把这些原理讲了，这个展览的时候，所有给他讲解，只有一个放在那边，他们就定，也慢慢我要替他做才给他。
So I just explained to them, and then just make a sample, and then they make an order, and then I'll make for them.
这是中国历史里面第一个手表匠。
And this is the first master of watchmaker in China.
连瑞士都很惊奇。
Even the Swiss feel astonished.
所以他被邀请加入国际这个个人手表工作者的协会。
So he was invited to be the watchmaker association of the world.
而且常常把新的产品拿去展览。
And so many times he had an exhibition for his watch.
那么你说机器是普通的，为什么卖这么贵呢？
So you see, this is a dream machine. How come it sell so expensive?
因为同样机器打磨不一样。
Because different kind of polish.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为齿轮跟齿轮磨的时候，咯咯咯咯咯磨，不打磨一下子就慢慢脆，就慢慢坏了。
Because if you don't actually modify it, the wheel will get worn out.
那如果
the gear get worn out，
如果这个 gear 是好好打磨的
，if the gear is well treated，
就走得很滑很滑。
So it went smoothly.
滑到一个地步，几十年都没有什么损害。
So smooth until it would not be worn.
那么打磨要用什么打磨呢
？So how are you going to put the gear?
连现在 Rolex 工厂都是用机器打磨。
Even the Rolex they use also the machine.
但是德国的 Glashütte 的工厂还是用这个 碳棒一个一个磨。
In Glashütte, also in German, they use the carbon baton.
好的工厂有时候一个轮子慢慢磨，磨三十次。
So they will polish it 30 times.
一个轮磨三十次，一千个轮要磨多少
？So for gear, you want to polish 30 times for single gear.
奇怪，为什么手表要$100,000呢？两块的也值走嘛？
Why is it want to buy a $1 million watch? Why don't you do a $3 you move to?
你现在明白了。
So you understand now?
为什么呢
？Why?
打磨。
Because
打磨，打磨。
When you polish.
到最后，这个跟那个，那个跟这个，一个跟第一千个，第一千跟第二个，第二个跟第一千零五个都有关系。
Because every part of the machine has relationship.
每一件跟另外一件不是有直接关系，就是有间接关系，不是马上有关系。就是马下有关系。
Every part to every part, whether relationship direct or indirect or now or later.
你现在听清楚了。
So you understand now.
所以呢，保罗讲这句话的时候。
So when Paul said this,
我是很惊奇的。
I was so astonished.
在哲学书里面，柏拉图、苏格拉底没有讲过这样的话。
In philosophy, they never say this.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
My God.
神啊，
有人明白宇宙的原理到这样深的地步。
The people who understand so profoundly the universal principle，
千千万万的事情
，all things
都有关系。
That relationship，
如果这样，我在世界上不是盲目做人的。
Then when I live this world, I do not live blindly。
你说汤姆是不一样的
，Reverend Tom is different，
都有关系，是按正轨行走，照实际大小位分清楚才有关系的。
When relationship， because there's a principle， there's a design for it。
现在人乱来乱做乱自由乱发疯，怎么会有关系？
When people do not do according to the principle, they do not have relationship at all.
他随便杀人，什么关系啊？
He simply just kill. What's the relationship?
那我给他杀死了，
so I'm killed.
又有什么关系啊？
What's the relationship?
有没有关系啊？
Is that relationship?
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
哦，我很少在任何的文学、科学、哲学、从宗教信仰。道德伦理的书里面看到有这样一句话。
Seldom in these books of ethics or philosophy, I see this statement.
每次我讲出来的时候。
Every time when I say this.
你会说是哦，哦，原来是哦，你平常想不出来。
He will say yes, yes, but in your own thinking, you never thought of that.
所以呢，神派我到你这里来。
So God sent me to teach you.
给你讲了，就变成有关系。
So I can explain to you so they can lace relationship.
你说原来是如此。
So you say that is the way.
到底有关系吗？
So、is there a relationship?
有关系。
Oh yes.
相辅关系。
Because there is a complementary relationship.
神既然许可自由存在。
When God allow our freedom to exist.
神又许可自由可以误用。
And also allow the misuse of freedom.
神又许可罪恶可以存在。
And allow the existence of sin.
神又许可罪人可以妨碍义人。
And permits that this sinful man can hinder the righteous man.
神许可恶人可以杀死好人。
God allow the evil man can kill the good one.
那么这个宇宙中间的总关系到底怎么去解释？
So what is the principal relationship of the world?
这一文学问太大了。
It's such a big knowledge.
能够明白这些的智慧太高了。
So the wisdom to understand is so surpassing us.
柏拉图讲一句话。
Plato say,
如果有一个人
if there's a person,
能够分清楚什么是大的
they can distinguish the big,
什么是小的
what is small,
又了解大的与大的小的与小的小的与大的大的与小的
and understand the big and the big, the small and the small, the big and the small, the small and the big,
所有的关系搞清楚了
and for all things he knows the relationship,
我要把这个人当作我的老师
I will deem this man as my master,
我一生一世跟在他后面到死了
for my whole life, I'll follow him until death,
我起先读柏拉图这些话的时候
when I read this word from Plato,
我也不知道他在讲什么
I don't know what he's saying,
原来他讲的就是等候有这样一个人明白这样的道理。
He was actually foreseeing someone would understand this.
大的与大的，小的与小的，大的与小的，小的与大的，大的中的中的，小的小的，大的小的中的，中的大的中的小的，所有的关系叫做万事互相效力。
Therefore, all the things say all will work together.
就表示这个世界虽然罪恶存在。
Which means that even though in the world evil exists,
劳苦叹息
and there's labor and suffering,
等候的是个日子
waiting for the day of redemption,
但是千万不要用悲观的思想来看这个世界
but do not view this world with pessimism,
因为万事互相效力
because all things work together,
一切你真正以为好的事
thing that you deem as good,
可能会有一些不好的结局
There may be some bad ending
许多你以为非常不好的事
Things you deem very bad
可能产生最好的结果
It may produce a good result
所以这 不能用局部来看。
So you cannot view it in the localized area.
要用全部来看。
But macroly.
世界上最长的壁画。
And the longest this mural in the world.
在哪里呢
？Where?
就在吉隆坡。
In Kuala Lumpur.
什么地方呢
？Where?
你们监牢那四片墙壁围住那个图画。
The Putu Jail.
是世界上最长的壁画。
That's the longest mural in the world.
所以吉隆坡很特别，有许多最高的房子、最长的监牢的图画也有。
So Kuala Lumpur has some the biggest, the highest.
哎呦，可能最坏蛋的也在这里。
Maybe the worst also is here.
好。我们讲下去了。
So now we continue.
这个壁画画的时候呢
，So when they draw this mural,
是出于一个人的思想。
It's coming from one person's design.
一直画，一直画，一直画。
He was drawing and
画到最后就连起来了。
Until it's completed.
好，这个壁画的艺术价值在世界上没有地位，除了最长以外。
So other than the longest, there's no value in this mural.
但是比较有真正价值的最大的宗教画。
But the most valuable religious painting
是在 Los Angeles Glendale.
Is in Los Angeles Glendale.
是叫 Jan Sticker 的波兰人所画的。
Is Jan Sticker a Polish who drew it?
画一张耶稣快要被钉十字架以前的那一幕。
He drew a scene whereby Jesus was about to be crucified.
十字架木头已经放在地上。
And they have laid also the wood there.
耶稣站在旁边。
Christ was standing beside that.
望着天空。
And looking up to heaven.
两个强盗挂上去。
And two of the robbers were hung there.
罗马兵丁骑着马。
The Romans are riding on horse.
法利赛人控告他，在哥哥他身上。
The Pharisees accuse him.
远远整个耶路撒冷城。
And the whole Jerusalem city.
城墙、圣殿、所有的房子。
And all the houses, the walls of the city.
那是跟随耶稣的门徒。
And those followers of Jesus.
都在哥哥他山。
And all went to Golgotha.
乌云快要满布了。
And when the dark clouds come.
一点点的阳光透射下来。
And there was the shine of the sun that comes.
耶稣预备把自己的身体献上。
Christ was about to sacrifice himself.
你知道那张图画多长？你知道吗
？You know how long that painting is?
大概60公尺。
About 60 meters.
等于这里到那边还要再增加15公尺呢。
And about from here to here, add another 15 meters.
从最这右边到最左边不到40公尺。
Because from here to there, about 40 meters.
或者40多一点。
Or maybe a
little bit more than 40. 60公尺。
But that's 60.
那样长的图画。
So long painting.
是非常伟大的。
And a great painting.
我个人对图画好坏的鉴定有几个原理。
And I have a three principles to decide whether a painting is good or not.
第一个原理。
The first.
就是光线的洗礼。
And also the baptism of the light.
看整个图画是不是有一个光源洗下来的？所以这里暗，哪里亮？光源从哪里？影子在哪里？一定要清楚，否则这个图画就不是好的图。
And the painting must be clear in terms of where comes the source of light and where is shadow.
第二
，the second，
景深比例的正确。
And also the proportion of the depth.
The depth of field.
The depth of field.
这个景深的意思就是你。拍照的是一个特殊的名称。
And the depth of field.
你这个人在这里是大的，圆的时候是小的。So、你不会在圆圆那个大人，这边一个小人不可以的。
When you're near, you have a bigger figure. When you're far, it's a smaller figure.
所以整个比例是自然的。
So the proportion is natural.
第三
，The third，
它的体态的整体性的调和是从一个精神或者一个心灵、一个人格的表达。
The posture, the unity must come from expression of total human nature.
如果一个人面孔是悲哀的
，if a man looks sad,
他的手是这样的
，but hand is that,
就是表示心灵跟身体不一致
，which in the posture of the body and the spirit is not united.
这就不是好的图画。
This is not a good painting.
一个好的图画，他悲哀的时候，连每一条筋肉、每一个身体的体态跟他的心灵是一致的。
When it's good painting, even every vein of weave will come into harmony with the posture and the spirit.
第四样
the fourth,
把那个时代的精神完全反映出来
and totally manifest the spirit of the time.
所以还有很多的原则，今天我不讲了
and there are other more principles.
因为今天不是讲艺术哲学
so today we're not going to philosophy arts.
当这些全部合在一起的时候
when all these things come together,
就很难要求几个人同画一幅画。
It will be difficult to ask a few persons to draw the same painting.
但有一些图画家是几个人画一幅画。
But there are some artists that together they work for one painting.
比如说台湾的宝岛，有张大千、傅新磊，还有许多人一同画一幅画。
Because like Pao Dao in Thailand, a few artists come together to draw one painting.
比如说这一个呢，有一幅画在中古的时候，耶稣受约翰洗礼。
And also Christ is baptism by John the Baptist. That's 1 meter.
耶稣跟约翰是一个老师画的。
And also Jesus and John the Baptist drawn by a man.
在旁边见证了两个小天使是他的学生画。
And at the side there are two angels witnessing this drawn by the disciples.
重要的我画。
And the important I draw.
次要的学生画。
And the less important the disciple was drawing.
这个学生的才智和艺术细胞比他的老师高很多。
But then this is my disciple has a bigger a talent compared to the master.
等画完了以后呢
After he has completed.
耶稣跟约翰画得很死板。
And the John and Jesus was a stiff.
那两个天使的眼光画得非常灵活。
And that two angels look so good.
原来那个时候呢，画天使的那个小部分的那个人，那个学徒叫做 Leonardo da Vinci.
Because the one who draw the angels is da Vinci.
所以怪不得五百年以后呢。
So then after 500 years.
每一个人看那幅画，就是看那两个小天使。
When everyone look at that painting, they look at the,
为什么
look at the two angels.
这个叫做不能统一。
Because it will not be united.
那么一张图两个师傅画就不统一了。
So in a painting of two masters draw, they will not be in unity.
那么这个世界如果两个师傅不是乱七八糟了吗？
If this world have two masters, then it will be chaos.
所以呢，如果有不同的力量，
if there are different forces,
善的力量，
the good,
恶的力量，
the evil,
光的力量，
the light,
暗的力量，
darkness,
好的力量，
good,
坏的力量，
the bad.
那么怎么办呢？
What to do now?
一定有个总权威做最后的决定。
There must be an ultimate authority that made a final decision.
所以这一节圣经解经书怎么讲，我不知道。
I don't know how the commentary will explain this.
因为我看过许多的解经书。
Because I've read many commentaries.
但是我对你们讲到的时候
，When I preach to you，
有许多是我自己挣扎从归纳全本圣经的神学，能用总原则来解经。
Many of the things that I explain to you is through my principium principle of the Bible study.
所以我发现这节圣经太伟大了。
So this verse is so mighty.
因为这节圣经就把一个宇宙总统一起来。
Because it put integrate the whole world together as a unity.
所以这个看法是哲学家没有办法看到。
So this view is something the philosopher cannot see.
我们如果看一个伟大的图画
，When I see a great painting，
你小的图画就这样看。
And a small painting is stay.
太大了，你不能这样看，你要远远看。
Too big, you cannot stay.
远远看
and watch,
对不对呢？当你画图的时候
，when you draw,
你画眼睛
，you draw the eyes,
画鼻子
，the nose,
你很用看。哦，对了，鼻子太大，再放小。
It's too big, you will
make small. 但如果你画的眼睛，一个眼睛是一个汽车那么大。
So if you want to draw an eye was about as big as a car,
那鼻子就像一个烟囱那么大。
And also like a chimney, the nose is so big.
那么口就像个小船那么大。
Even the mouth is like a small boat.
那你画的时候，你没有远远看，就在那边画，结果画起来你看见眼睛太小，鼻子大得不得了。
But when you draw it closely, you do not stand far, you see it's not good proportion.
比例不对的。
The proportion is not right.
越大的图啊。
And the bigger painting it
is. 越远看。
You want to stay, watch it from afar, then you're clear.
这样你就看得对，好不好？
So then you know what's good or not.
你知道美国在 South Dakota 山上有四个美国总统的雕像。
You know, in this Damos,
there are
three,
华盛顿
of the,
Jefferson.
President Jefferson.
还有是这个是林肯。
林肯。
还有一个 Roosevelt。第二个罗斯福的四个总统画在上面。
This was President's face have been carved there.
因为这个是山整个雕刻。
Because it's carved from a whole mountain.
所以多刻几寸。
If you have a few more inches,
比例不对就不像了。
When the proportion is wrong, it's wrong.
越大越难找到正确的比例。
So the bigger it is, the bigger to get it right.
远远看。
When you look at far,
远远看。
Look at from afar,
你才会看清楚。
Then you will see clearly.
但我不是说所有图啊都远远看。
I'm not saying that all painting must be watched from afar.
有一个人以为远远看就会好。
And some will see that if you watch from afar, it will be
good. 画完了人家看不懂。
After the painting, people don't understand. You see, it was from afar.
那个人远远看还是不懂。
You still cannot understand when stand afar.
他说你要再远一点看。那个人再远一点看。
It's further.
还是看不懂。
He couldn't make it.
你要再更远一点。
Further.
那个人再更远了。
Further.
还是看不懂。
He couldn't make it out.
后来那个人说，我知道了，你的图啊，远到看不见的是最好。
I say your painting if you stand for a fire cannot make out anything, that's good.
当然不是这个意思。
That's not the meaning.
但是我们今天呢，如果说
if you were to say。
在这个洛杉矶那大的图画
，In that big painting in Los Angeles，
你看的时候
，When you're watching，
你是相当距离来看
，At a distance you're watching，
你知道为了那一幅图画建了一个礼拜堂
，You know for the sake of that painting they built a church，
单单为了装那一幅图画
，In order to accommodate that painting，
是耶稣受难的图画
，And Jesus crucifixion，
Jan Stika，
Jan Stika，
J A N S T Y K A，
Jan Stika，
Jan Stika。一个波兰人
，a Polish。
后来呢，再加上一张小小的，比他小很多，但是对我们来说很大的，差不多整个这个墙壁还更大。
Later on, they built another painting with about this wall.
耶稣复活。
Jesus resurrection.
这个就比第一张小很多了。
And this is smaller than the first one.
这两张图挂上去的时候。
These two paintings when they've been hung.
是在这个天花板上面后面一个地方。
It is behind the ceiling.
每一天有几个小时演出。
And every day there's a few hours of show.
有音乐，有解释。
With music, with explanation.
他们就把那个图啊慢慢放下来。
Then slowly they put down the painting.
一放出来的时候呢。
When it's been hung and put there.
以为你就在当时耶路撒冷山上。哥哥他看背定的耶稣。
You thought that you are already in that scene in Golgotha, watching that scene of crucifixion.
第一张收上去。
But the first one was withdrawn.
耶稣复活的那一张下来的时候。
Christ's resurrection painting was put.
旁边是坟墓。
And there were tomb beside.
天使在那边。
And the angels there.
坟墓里面发出光。
And there's a light.
耶稣站在那边。
From the tomb and Jesus standing there.
看着天上。
And watching.
千千万万的圣徒欢迎他回家。
And thousands of saints are welcoming back.
背后的光景。
And the scene at the back.
好像天上的王宫一样。
Like the palace in the world heaven.
要收上去以前的。
When about to withdraw.
解释完了，就用哈利路亚，哈利路亚做结束。
Using hallelujah as the conclusion.
所以以后你们如果去，可以去看看那个。
In the future, if you go there, you can just watch it.
没有看，至少说听唐牧师讲过了，也不错。
好了， heard what I explained to you.
好，现在我问你，
I ask you.
你看的时候，
when you watch,
哇，很伟大，很伟大。
It's so mighty.
但是，
but then,
如果在图画上有一只小蚂蚁走在那边的时候，
it is an ant that crawl in the painting.
它一直走，
crawling.
他说伟大在哪里？我不知道。
Where is that greater? I don't know.
我哪里知道？我只知道走来走去还没走到那一边。
I know that I grow, I haven't reached the end yet.
你明白我的意思啦？
为什么呢？ Why?
我们看见万事的关联，他看见步伐太多，什么都没有关联。
Because when I see the unity of the painting, but not that end.
懂音乐的人，
those who know music,
跟不懂音乐的人在哪？
Those who do not know music,
不懂音乐的人要两秒钟就听到好听，叮当叮当咚，哇，很好听。
Those who know music in two seconds, they know what is good music.
但伟大的又去了。
But then the mighty instrument.
不是每一句叮咚叮叮咚叮叮叮咚当，不是这样。
Not every tune of it.
有时候咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，你说做什么的？
And even the drum coming, you know what this?
因为它预备打仗的声音来了。
Because it's preparing for war.
所以好像千匹的马就车轮隆隆嘛，进过山场山边。
Thousands of horses and chariots coming.
然后大炮的声音出来。
Then the cannon coming.
真的用大炮出去的声音。
And the two cannons.
你说这个哪里音乐吵死了，关掉它。
He says no good. 是什么东西？
没办法，为什么？因为你不是从整体看，你是从局部看。
Because you don't look at it in unity, but only partially.
你明白了吗
？Understand?
所以你们呢
？So you
一定要学会从整体看万物互相效力。
You must look kind of total macroly so they see what all things work together.
主啊，为什么给我饿几天？
Lord, why is that I feel hungry?
主啊，为什么让我失业？
Why is that I lose my job?
主啊，为什么我的爱人丢掉我？
Why is that my lover jilted me?
主啊，为什么我病了一场？
Why is that I have such a great?
主啊，为什么我完全
破产？ Why is that I come?
主啊，主啊，为什么？为什么？
Lord, why? Why?
主说什么？
You know what the Lord say?
你问什么？
Why asking?
一件事，一件事，一件事，一件事，一件事。
You ask one event by event.
今天我告诉你。
I tell you,
万事
all things
互相效力。
Work together.
大家说，万事互相效力。万事互相效力。
All things work together.
很伟大的了解。
Such a mighty thing.
很伟大的了解。
Such a mighty theory.
神造人呢、啊、
？When God created mankind.
一个身体啊
，a body，
几万个功用。
The thousands of functions.
你说唐牧师不要吹牛嘛？
He said, "Don't boast."
几万个功用是啊
，thousands of functions. Yes.
单单你的肝
，even your liver.
现在已经发现他做的事情超过450种。
It found that the function of the liver more than 450 times.
它是全世界最复杂的化学工厂
，most complicated chemistry factory in the world.
你吃辣椒。
When you take the, this chili,
你吃酒精
when you take the wine,
你吃咸的东西
when you take the same thing with
到里面给它整个整合以后
after the whole thing has been processed,
有在你的血液里面流的一定是变成你的营养对你有益处
then when it comes into the bloodstream, it will nutrient to you.
你脑里面几百万亿的细胞
and there are these millions and millions of cells in the brain.
任何一个细胞
Even every cell
都比吉隆坡马来西亚电话公司总部的所有的设施还更大。
It was more complicated than any of these telecom headquarters in Kuala Lumpur of the world.
Telecommunication center.
It's a telecommunication center.
我讲这句话的时候
，When I said that，
有一个呢开脑部的美国科学基金会的一个医学部的医生，他信主。
And there was a doctor in this America. He believed because I said that.
他是 recipient of the Nobel Prize.
他是诺贝尔奖金的这个得主。
被提名的人，他有次来参加聚会。
Sorry。
我讲的这些话的时候
，One day when he came to the meeting after I said that，
他是脑科专家
，He is a specialist with brain。
他说这是对的
，You said that's right。
而且如果这是神造的
，If that's what God has created，
我才能真的明白
，Then only truly I can understand。
我说我没有办法知道为什么脑有这么伟大的功效
，If not I can understand why the brain is so mighty in function。
那天他举手接受
，And that day when he raised his hand to accept Christ，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这个身体这么多东西
，This body has so many things，
几十亿的细胞。
And millions and billions of these cells.
有一个同一性
But there's a unity.
当同一性失去的时候，这个人叫做神经不正常的。
When you lose the unity, then you are mentally wrong.
因为他有不能统一的行动。
Because he has this integrated moment.
当你正常的时候
，When you're normal,
你多少细胞、多少器官都在一个思想控制之下。
No matter how many organs, how many cells you have, you've been controlled by one single mind.
这告诉我们什么呢
？What it tells us?
不是万物
，Not all things.
是万事。
All events,
一切的事物
that all events, all things
互相效力
it work together.
这一句话呢，在某一个英文的翻译告诉我们，上帝在万事里面运行，使万事互相效力
If in translate, God works in all things, so all things work together.
所以这就叫基督徒整个宇宙观有完全与不同于非基督徒的看法。
So that as Christian, our worldview is totally different as the Gentiles.
有一个统一律在万物的中间。
Because there is
the law of unity.
There's a law of unity in us.
统一律在其中。
And this law of unity is in us.
所以我们不能够因为有一些的差错而看见局部的困难，就结论说宇宙不是统一。
We cannot because there's some difficulty in the part of the whole unity. We say that there's a law in the world.
第二样
the second,
我们看见了有统一的律之上，还有一个神权的律在其中。
And after the law of unity, there's the law of God,
the law of sovereignty,
the law of sovereignty of God.
神主权的定律在其中。
The sovereignty of God is in it.
感谢上帝
praise God.
这样无论什么事发生
，so no matter what things happen,
都没有办法逃避。绝对的宝座，最高的主权的管理。
It cannot run away from the control of the sovereignty of God and also His law.
第三样
，the third，
我们跟这个宇宙之间有个互效力。
We see that in the universe there's a complementary effect.
这个 law of complementary，
law of complementation，
所以每一个不同的事物之间都有一些关联在。
So for everything that happens, there's the relationship.
你没办法逃避。
You cannot run away.
那这相近的事物看不见
So when things are close you cannot see it
相远的事物可以看得见
Things which are far away you can see it
当时没有果效
In the contemporary time you cannot find the effect
过了几代有果效
But maybe after a few generations you see the effect
很多事情不能明白
A lot of things we can understand today
你的信仰到了一个地步的时候
But when you have a faith
你会像保罗一样讲
After a certain stage you can be like Paul who said
原来万事互相效力
That all things work together
而是神运行在其中
And God is working among it.
感谢上
Praise God.
感谢上
Praise God.
我们在这里讲罗马书
When you are expounding Roman here.
我们在别的地方讲希伯来书
Other places we expound Hebrews.
讲到约瑟的信心的时候
When I talk about the faith of Joseph.
我发现有几个很重要的原理在里面
I find a few principles there.
约瑟是敬畏神的
He's the one who fears God.
约瑟不埋怨上帝
He's the one who doesn't murmur against God.
约瑟把苦难跟神永恒的旨意接连在一起
He wants to link together the suffering and the eternal will of God.
是比圣经任何一个作者更早发现的。
And even he discovered it earlier than any author of the book of the Bible.
约瑟最后有最大的权柄，而雅各死了以后。
Finally, when Joseph had the greatest power in political power, when the father died,
他的兄弟在几十年前把他出卖掉。
You know the brother have sold him decades ago.
现在父亲又死了。
So now the father has died.
约伯是埃及的宰相。
And also Joseph also is the prime minister of Egypt.
他们生怕约瑟报仇。
They are afraid that he will take revenge.
约瑟就把他们召来。
So Joseph collected them.
你们不必惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
你们从前卖我的时候。
In the past when you sold me.
你们的用意是不好的。
You have evil motive.
但上帝的意念是好的。
But God has a good mind.
上帝叫你们把我卖到埃及。
God allow you to sell me to Egypt.
你们用意是不好的。
You are motivated by bad will.
上帝预备我到埃及，等到你们饥荒的时候。我做宰相可以供应全家有东西吃。
God has moved me to this Egypt so that in the time of famine, I
can
pay for you. So God's will is good.
哇，我相信呢，约瑟呢是当时神官、神的工作、神的主权、神的目的最清楚的神学家。
And also, he must be the theologian to understand the best about God's planning, God's mind, God's sovereignty.
所以呢，保罗到了这么久以后。才可以讲这句话。
So it is after so many years, then Paul can say this statement.
又说在保罗以前1500年。
But more than 1500 years ago,
1800年。
1800 or 1900 years ago, Joseph said that.
他已经看清楚了。
He already saw that.
你们所做的动机是不对的。
When you're motivated by evil mind,
神许可恶事存在。
God allow evil to exist.
但是神使万事互相效力。
But they can allow all things to work together.
你们邪恶的意念在神的影响之下。神主动的权柄使万物互相效力的智慧里面成为以后对你们有益处的事。
Your evil motive is transformed by the wisdom and the power of God so they become good for you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天你遇到不如意的事情。
Today you meet things that are not according to your will.
你流眼泪。
You shed tears.
你叹息。
You sigh.
你受苦。
You suffer.
你被逼迫。
You are persecuted.
你被误解。
You are being misunderstood.
你被毁谤。
You have been slandered.
你不要哭。
Never mind.
你要学会这一节。
You must learn this.
主啊
，God，
原来万事互相效力。
All things work together.
有什么事
？What's that？
最后一个律。
The last one.
The 目的律。
The purpose. The law purpose.
Law of teleology.
The law teleology.
神有他最终的目的。
God has his teleology.
一定是好的。
It must be good.
上帝说
，God say，
我对你们所存的意念都是好的。
The mind that I have for you is good.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
上帝自己说。
God himself said,
我对你所存的一切意念都是好。
All that I have planned for you is good.
虽然你们得罪我。
Even though you go against me.
你们犯罪。
You sin.
你们作恶。
You do evil things.
许多的过犯。
All suffering that I have.
我对你们的意念都是好。
But my will to you is good.
所以在神的主权之下。
So under the sovereignty of God.
达到一个终极的目的。
You come to ultimate purpose.
就是他的旨意成全。
That is his will is accomplished.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你把这个道理明白了吸收了以后
When I understand this principle, this word
你再看圣经
When you read the Bible again
为什么让犹大出卖耶稣
Why is that Judas sold Jesus, betrayed Jesus
耶稣就是为脸出卖他的罪的都需要他到世界上来拯救的这一个神的旨意而来
Even Christ Jesus have come for the purpose and plan of God that he being sold by Judas
因为我们有这种罪
Because you have such a sin
所以耶稣才到世界上来
Because of that he comes to the world
很多人以为感谢耶稣救我感谢犹大把耶稣卖掉
And people will say that praise God who saved me Praise God that Judas so betrayed Jesus
如果犹大没有卖耶稣
If Judas has not betrayed Jesus
救恩就不成功
Then the salvation will not be accomplished
耶稣要救我也没有办法
Then there's no way Jesus can save me
你听过这个问题没有
Have you heard about this
有没有
Thanks.
可能你问过这个问题。
Maybe you are the one who asked this question.
我告诉你很简单回答。
Very simply.
如果不是犹大卖耶稣。
If it's not Judas who betrayed Jesus.
救恩怎么会成全
How can salvation be accomplished?
有一个人问这个问题。
There was one who asked this question to me.
我说如果耶稣不到世界上来犹大要卖什么
If Jesus never come to the world, whom can Judas betray?
为什么耶稣到世界上来呢
Why is it Jesus come to the world?
出卖耶稣的罪。还是需要神的赦免
Because even the sin to betray Jesus need Christ to forgive
我不是说犹大得救
I'm not saying Judas is saved
我是说我们常常出卖耶稣这种罪如果耶稣不来我们没有办法得罪
I'm saying that many times we betray Jesus this type of sin if Jesus never come you cannot be forgiven
所以在这个主权的定理里面
In this principle of sovereignty
在统一的定理里面
In this principle of unity
在目的的定理里面
In this principle of teleology
在神的这个掌管之下
In under the control of God
互相效力的这个定理
That this law of working together
就使我们看见我们不应当做一个悲观的人。
We must know that we shouldn't be someone who is a pessimistic.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
上帝 运行在万事之中。
That God works in all things.
使万事互相。
So that all things works together.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
上帝运行在万事之中。
That God works in all things.
使万事互相效力。
So that all things works together.
当上帝许可善恶的事共同存在的时候。
When God allowed the evil and the good to exist together.
神良善的本意中。终极的目的一定要使万事成全他心中要的。
The good purpose of God and the principle of theology is that all things were good together and accomplish His will.
神不需要借着恶事来成全他的旨意。
God doesn't need the evil thing to accomplish His good will.
神伟大的良善的目的可以把恶事转换，使他恶的势力受抵制、受审判，而在永恒的善意的计划的成全。
The good and the mighty power and the sovereignty of God can transform the evil things so that they can come to accomplish His good will.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们有时候不明白为什么有一些事临到我们身上。
Sometimes we can't understand what is this certain thing before us.
你等。
But you wait.
等一些时候。
Wait for some time.
因为事情还没有了结。
Because the time has not come to end yet.
It's not yet finished.
还没有完结。
You should patiently wait until the final point.
我们有耐心等到那个终点来临。
终极性的目的达到的时候。
When the ultimate purpose comes.
你知道原来神的意思是这样。
You know that such is the good will of God.
塞翁失马焉知非。
Even for you to lose something, it may be good.
我三岁的时候没有父亲。
When I was 3 years old, I lost my father.
我今年62岁。
Now I'm 62.
明年我就过了一个60年没有父亲的生活。
And for next year, I'll lead a life of 60 years without a father.
我问自己。
I ask myself.
我这一生有没有因为我做孤儿埋怨上帝？
And did I, because I was an orphan, that I blame God?
没有。
No.
只有一次我怪。
There's only one time I said this.
怪妈妈。
That I say against my mother.
爸爸到哪里？
Where's father?
别人都有爸爸，为什么我没有？
Others have daddy, why come I don't have?
爸爸死了。
The father has died.
什么叫死了？
What do I die?
那大概我四岁的时候。
I was about four.
他说四岁就是，他说死了就是去很远的地方。
And to die, which means he has gone to a far, far away place.
什么时候回来？
When will he come back?
他不回来。
He will not come back.
为什么你不叫他快快回来？
Why don't you ask him to come back soon?
爸爸去不回来。
He has gone, he has never come back.
等我懂得什么叫死的时候。
When I start to realize what is death,
我不再怪了。
I never blame.
所以这一生我不怪。
So my whole life I never blame.
因为没有爸爸。
Because I have no father.
我就做爸爸做不成嘛。
So because of that I cannot be a good father.
Can never be a father.
Or I can never be a father.
是不是呢？
Is that so? No.
我虽然没有爸爸。
Even though I have no father.
我还可以做爸爸。
I can still be a father.
我没有爸爸叫我。
I have no father to teach me.
我就不会教孩子吗？
Is it that I cannot teach my son?
不是。
No.
后来我在想。
I thought.
如果我爸爸在。
If my father still was there,
跟我爸爸不在,
and ask my father who was not there,
哪一个好?
Which is better?
我不是你对你爸爸说你不在更好, 不是这
样。 I'm not saying to your father that father is not there is better.
我是问自己说,
I was asking myself,
如果我爸爸没有死,
if my father never died,
比较好吗?
Would it be better?
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
我看见许多有爸爸有妈妈的人他们的奋斗他们的成功没有我的一半啊。
I see that people with father they never strive and work so hard as compared to myself.
那么唐牧师你这样讲你爸爸在天上很生气哦。
You know what Reverend Tom will say that your father will get angry after.
你是不是说我如果再会拦阻你奋斗吗？
Would you say that because I am there will hinder you from the strive? Not necessarily that.
但我知道一个事情。
But I know one thing.
我爸爸年老的时候。
When my father was old.
已经很多病了。
He was many,
孩子多得不得了。
So many children.
所以很多事情放松了。
So many things he get loose.
我的妈妈不是。
My mother is not so.
我妈妈很严格。
My mother was very strict.
一定要读书。
I must study.
一定要努力读书。
I must study hard.
最少多穷都要高中毕业再说。
And whether you are poor, but you must finish your high school.
你不爱读书，先把高中读完再说。
If you don't dislike study, you must finish your high school.
结果我们没有一个孩子高中毕业完了就停了。
So everyone always finish high school.
我们都要读读读读读读。
We must study and study.
一生一世继续不断追求。
Continue to search.
为什么呢
？Why？
你的母亲有这个要求。
Because there's a demand from mother.
如果我爸爸在，会不会这样呢
？If my mother, my father is there, would that be so?
可能爸爸会对妈妈说：“喊喊啦。”
And my father maybe say that never mind.
被他唔他欠菜。
Whether they study or not is okay.
不要强迫小孩子。
Don't force them.
人各有志，有志无志不要紧。
Because everyone has their own mindset.
所以我只能说是上帝啊，万事互相效力。
I can only say to God that all things work together.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有时候神不听你的祷告。 感谢主。
Sometimes God doesn't listen to prayer.
大家说一二三，有时神不听我的祷告，感谢主，因为他每一次听就很麻烦了。
It'll be troublesome if you listen to a prayer every time.
因为你常乱祷告。
Because you pray according to your will.
以利亚说：“给我死吧。”
Elisha said, "Let me die."
上帝说好了，死掉算了。
God said, "Okay, you die."
是不是的
？Would that be true?
他求死。
He was praying for life.
上帝给他吃。
God feed him.
人民的马蒂都喊他吃 roti.
He asked for that, but God him gave him roti.
他吃完了又怎么样呢
？After eaten,
he 跑40 days.
He ran for 40 days.
不是跑到王宫那里，跑到山洞里面。
Not to the palace, but to a cave.
我想全世界最补的就是那一次。
最好。
假报最补的
哦、oh, ，I think the best nutritious food they eat is that time.
全世界只有那一次，这一次不会跑40 days.
Only one intake of the food can run for 40 days a night.
到底养生高丽参或者什么参的
？I don't know what the nutritious food is.
吃了以后
，after that
跑40 days 了
，run for 40 days.
哇，这上帝的补品太大。
God has so nutritious.
上帝不听他的祷告
，But God never listened to his prayer.
你求食。
You ask for death.
天天不给你死。
I won't give you death.
为什么呢
？Why?
万事互相效力。
Because all things work together.
许多不如意的事情。
Things which not according to our will.
都有神的意思在里面。
But there's a will of God.
所谓不如意。
That not according to your will.
不如你的意。
Not according to your will.
为什么什么都要如你的意
？Why everything must go according to your will?
你的意应当如神的意。
Because your will must submit to God's will.
耶稣基督说。
Christ Jesus said,
不是照我的意思
Not according to my mind
乃是照你的意思
But according to your plan
不是我的意志成全
Not that my will be accomplished
愿你的旨意成全
But rather your will be accomplished
Amen.
Amen
因为上帝运行在万事万物中间
Because God work in all things
使一切事物的发生有互相效力
So all happenings work together complementary
你说唐牧师你要讲完了没有呢
Are you going to finish now?
这一节我只讲一半
Half of it
因为什么呢
Why?
另外一半两件事我要很快带过去
Another half I'll mention
是什么呢
first.
就是爱神的人
Those who love him
的做益处
要
叫爱神的人得益处。
It'll be good for those who love him.
你说万事互相效力，每一个人都得益处，没有。
All things work together for the profit of everybody.
有的人看见万事零零碎碎，就纷乱的不得了，他就自杀了。
Some when they see all things in fragmented in chaos, they commit suicide.
他看不见统一力。
They cannot see the principle of unity.
他看不见目的力。
They cannot see the principle of purpose.
他看不见神权力。
They cannot see the principle of sovereignty.
他看不见互效力。
They cannot see the principle of complementary.
支离破碎。
And they are fragmented.
他看见事物是支离破碎的。
They see the things that in chaos.
他的生命也支离破碎。
And also his life is fragmented.
这种人。
These are people,
就没有得到任何的益处。
They won't have any good things.
但是
，But then,
那个看见神的权柄
，He who see the power of God,
看见互相的效力
，See the working together,
看见神心意的目的
，See the purpose of God's will,
看见神的主权的
，See the sovereignty of God,
看见神宝座的人
，And God's throne,
爱上帝。
He loved God.
主啊
，God，
无论多痛苦
，No matter how much suffering,
我爱
，I love you.
越苦难。
The more suffer that
我也抱住你。
The more I embrace.
这句话是谁讲的
？Who said that?
是我妈妈做寡妇的那一天。
My mother, when she was widow, she said that.
33岁，丈夫死了
，the husband died.
8个孩子在下面。
8 children.
要怎样养大他
？How to bring them up?
因为这是日本时代。
Because there was Japanese occupation time of war.
虽然我们有许多的房子卖不掉。
Even though we have many houses, but cannot sell.
33岁的寡妇
，a widow of 33 years old.
要怎样养大八个孩子
？How she going to bring up 8 children?
一面流泪
，she shed tears.
一面跪下来
，kneel down.
上帝啊
，God，
你给我的困难。
The suffering that I have,
如果是你许可的
if what that you allow,
我甘心接受
I want to accept it.
我今天立志到死不再结婚
Today I make a decision I will not get married again
我要做一个守戒的寡妇
I want to be a widow
你是我的圣愿者
You are my revenger
你是孤儿的父亲
You are the father of the orphan
你带领我的道路
You lead my way
越痛苦我越抱着你
The more suffer I have, the more I embrace you
我越抓住你
The more suffering I have, the more I catch of you.
力量教导这些孩子。
Give me strength to teach my children.
一生一世走在你道路中。
For whole life they walk in their way.
给他们敬畏你。
They will honor you.
给他们侍奉你。
They will serve you.
给他们做你的见证。
They will be your testimony.
主啊，帮助我。
God help me.
不要太穷。
Not be too poor.
免得我羞辱你。
So that I put you to shame.
主啊，帮助我。
Help me, God.
不要太富。
Don't I'm too rich.
免得我吃饱了忘记你。
That I am fat, I forget
you. 给我有力量到死做寡妇。
Give me strength so that until
death I'll be widowed. 给我有智慧把你给我的孩子养大。
And I have wisdom to bring up the children you give me.
他引用了诗篇的话。
She prayed from the psalm.
引用了箴言的话。
And proverbs.
不太富，不太贫。
Not too rich, not too poor.
当我们兄弟长大起来
，So when we grew up as brothers,
一个一个有很好的薪水的时候
，One by one we have good salary.
神的呼召来了
，God's calling come.
唐崇荣做传道
，Reverend Tong.
唐崇明做传道
唐
崇平做传道
唐崇平。
七个兄弟，五个做传道
，And seven brothers, five become teachers.
整个家庭的经济就衰下去了
，And then our this become
poor. 哎呀，他记得一句话
，And she remember one thing.
我从前不是祷告吗？
Didn't I pray in the past?
不要给我太富
Not that I'm too rich.
也不要给我太穷
Not that I'm too poor.
上帝原来差遣他们做传道是垂听我从前的祷告
God has commissioned them to be pastors because he listened to my prayer in the past.
他说主啊
God,
我甘心
I'm willing.
我没有多少钱才献给你
I don't have too much to offer to you.
我在祭坛上献儿女
But then on the altar I gave my son.
你要用他们
Use them.
愿你的旨意成全
That your will be accomplished.
我就为他们祷告
So I will pray for them.
我的母亲每一个礼拜天为全世界所有传道的、讲道的、牧师传道人祷告。
My mother on Sunday she will pray for all preachers of the world.
所以礼拜天她禁食。
And so on Sunday she will fast.
我们妈妈为什么你禁食？礼拜天一定禁食。
I say, Mom, why on Sunday you fast?
因为我是基督徒。
I'm a Christian.
我就用禁食祷告支持所有上讲台的神的仆人。
I use prayer and fasting to support all preachers who stood on the pulpit.
过了差不多二十年以后
，and 20 years later，
我们发现他礼拜六也禁食。
We found that on Saturday also she fast.
妈妈为什么礼拜六你也禁食
？Why say on Saturday you also fast？
礼拜六我又禁食，我要为我五个孩子奉献做传道的。
You said that on Saturday I pray so that my children will become my pastors.
他就向神这样立志。
And she make a decision.
每个礼拜六
，every Saturday。
礼拜天禁食
，and Sunday she
到晚上的话，他才吃一餐。
When we come to the night, only she take one meal.
到1977年的时候
，in 1977,
我在巴黎
，I was in Paris.
收到电报
，I got a telegram.
他离开世界
，she passed away.
我要回去
，I want to come back.
只有过两个礼拜以后，才有位置飞机可以飞回去。
Only 2 weeks later, I got a place in the plane.
不得不要现场再买一张票
，so I got to buy another ticket.
用别的飞机飞回去
，using another flight to come back.
在飞机上。
On the plane,
我就做了一首诗
I've composed a song,
谱了曲子
and also the hymn,
母亲母亲
Mother, mother,
为什么你这么早离开
Why is that you leave me so early?
为什么你不先通知我们
Why is that you didn't inform us?
你无钱献给神
That also you gave yourself to God,
坛上献儿女
and also on the altar you offer your children,
母亲母亲
Mother, mother,
我不能再见你了
I cannot see you again.
我要相会一天讲
until that day
那时候一个很重要的思想来的
At that time a thought came to my mind
那个最忠心为我祷告的人已经去
The one who is more faithfully praying for me now has left me
现在
Now
我传道
I preach
我上台的时候
When I come to pulpit
谁为我祷告
Who will pray for me
我有一个荒凉的感觉
I feel desolate
有一个很孤单的感觉
Very loneliness
感谢上
Praise God
主的安慰充满我
God's comfort come to me.
后来许多人告诉我，他们常常为我祷告。
And many people told me that many times they pray for me.
所以母亲离开以后
，So my mother's left.
更努力侍奉主。
And also more diligently as a God.
母亲离开世界到今天
，When my mother left until today,
已经25年了。
25 years.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这25年
，For this 25 years,
我相信我做的工作比他在的时候更殷勤。
I believe that I work even more diligently as compared to when my mother was there.
可惜的。
But
我做最大的聚会的时候，他都没有看见。
When I have the biggest meetings, she's not there to see.
我有时候盼望在大布道会很大的聚会中间，我母亲坐在那边，我只看见别人的母亲坐在那边。
Sometimes I hope that in big crusader, my mother will be there, but I only see other mothers are there.
当我有钱买房子的时候
，When I had money to buy a house,
我母亲不能住在里面，因为她已经
My mother cannot be there because she's left.
我完全没有办法想象。
There's no way I can imagine.
主把他接去的时候
，That when God took him,
他劳苦那么久
，She labored such a long time.
他没有什么享受就去了
，And she never enjoyed much.
但是感谢上帝
，But praise God.
他现在不是没有享受，享受更好。
It's not that she's not enjoying; she's enjoying even better in heaven.
不是没有看见什么聚会，他都看见。
Thus she doesn't see any meetings; she saw all meetings.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
我们的主在那里为我们祷告。
Our Lord is there intercede for us.
我们学会了一件事情
And we learn one thing.
只要你爱主
Only if you were to love God.
什么事来到 都叫你得益处。
All things come will be for your good.
只要你爱主。
Only when you love God.
魔鬼怎么攻击，你还是得益处。
No matter how Satan come attack you, you will have good things. If you love God.
人怎么毁谤，你还得益处。
No matter how people slander you, have good things to you.
因为圣经说。
God Bible says.
我们晓得。
We know.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
叫爱上帝的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
让我们站起来。
That's right.
我们再读这节圣经两
遍。Want to read one more, two more
times. 把它背起来好吗？
And then we'll recite.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们一同开声来读。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，
叫爱上的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。再读一次。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处，
就是按他旨意被召的人。我们来背好不好？罗马书第几章第几节？一二三。
我们晓得万事都互相效力，
叫爱上帝的人得益处，就是那按他旨意被召的人。我们一同开声感谢上帝。
Let's pray and give thanks to God together.